Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Can this year get any shittier? This is crazy. You know that saying, you can do bad by yourself, or I can do bad by myself. Whatever it is, this is a prime example. It's like, we don't need this shit. We can make our lives suck on our own. This is insane. Man, what a time, huh? But as usual, I want to take time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming, however you listen. I appreciate it. And if you're having somebody at this point in time that you're disagreeing with, this is the perfect time to share my podcast. I kind of joke about it every week, saying tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell somebody. Well, goddamn it, I mean it this week. People you're not agreeing with, tell them about my podcast. I think I'm a pretty fair, level-headed dude. You know, man, this is insane. And look, for those who listen to my podcast, and I'm not acting like I have thousands of listeners, I appreciate the 100 or so of you guys that listen faithfully every week through the good episodes and the really bad ones. I really appreciate it. But you guys know I do my milestone every week. And if you're listening to this for the first time, I have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life. And throughout the course of this podcast, I've talked about, you know, his first words, his first day of school, him riding a bike the first time, him being diagnosed with ADHD, him staying with my parents in the summer. Did I say losing his first tooth? You know, just all these different things. You know, the first time he asked me a very your nuanced question, just all these little, you know, things and some, you know, major moments in his life. I talk about it every week, man. And it just scares me that I've compiled all these, you know, great memories of my son. All of them not like pleasant, you know, no one likes to hear that, you know, the kid has ADHD. And I'm not complaining, because I know there's plenty of parents out there who get worse news. I mean, you know, 10,000 times worse, you know, news about their children, you know, medically, whatever it may be. I'm not, definitely not taking away from them, but yeah, it just, with all this stuff going on, man, it would really, I was just thinking, what if that just ceased? And I got on my podcast one day, was like, hey, you know what? I got bad news. No more milestones. You know? As you guys all know, a couple of weeks ago, Miles got his license. And, you know, he was speeding or whatever. Got pulled over. It got ugly. And he's no longer with us. You know? And I hate to even paint a horrible picture like that. But with all this shit that's going on, man, it's a thought that crosses your mind as a black dude. And it seems like all this kind of started a month or so ago when we had the Ahmaud Arbery case, the kid down in Georgia who was gunned down by people who felt like they were, you know, justly pursuing someone to make a citizen's arrest, and it got deadly. And yeah. And then a few days ago, we had a white woman who was being filmed by a black dude for not having her dog on a leash, got extremely upset. And she was like, well, I'm going to call the cops and tell them that a black man, African-American man, is threatening my life. That is threatening me. He's threatening me and my dog. She calls and she starts to act like she's crying. And the guy has done really nothing. Right. So that happened, and that caused a media stir as well. And just showing, like, see how people can weaponize their whiteness in the police against black people. This guy was not really threatening this woman at all. She was embarrassed, and she was upset that she was being filmed and caught doing what she was doing. Now, if that doesn't show you there's some inherent bias in our criminal justice system and in our society, where you have a person who was breaking the law or doing something wrong, and their first thought is, I'll call the police on you. And if you don't really think that there is a bias against black men or black people when it comes to police, ask yourself this. If you got into an altercation or some type of confrontation with a black person and they were like, you know what, fuck this, I'm calling the cops. In the back of your mind, some of you would say, yeah, okay, let's see how that goes. And for some of y'all, you would probably actually even say that shit out loud because you know more than likely it's going to be white cops that show up. And you know, more than likely, initially, they're going to take your side. And now here that black person is trying to dig themselves out of a hole, trying to explain something that you started, caused, or that you were doing. They already start at a disadvantage when explaining themselves to the law when you're the one in the wrong. So this story kind of caused a stir, mainly with black people going, hey, see this shit? This is the shit we have to deal with. This is the shit that the woman who accused Emmett Till of smiling at her did. It brought up a lot of shit. And if things couldn't get any worse, a couple of days later, a story out of Minneapolis where a dude is basically choked to death by a police officer. I had a friend of mine. I hadn't even seen the story until a friend of mine, Doug Morgan, posted. He goes, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen a cop do. I can't believe this. I shouldn't have watched this, that, and the third. I'm like, you know what? This is the worst thing you've seen a cop do? I was just like, come on, man. Can't be that bad. You know, we've seen cops do horrible shit. I've seen a cop shoot a guy running, you know, away, shot him right in his back, and then planted a fucking stun gun on him. I was like, you can't really get any worse than that. I've seen numerous beatings that was clearly excessive. I was like, that really can't, you know. I've seen cops handcuff people and then punch them, slam their head against the car, all type of shit. I was just like, yeah. But then I open that video. I see that it's 10 minutes long, and it basically starts with this guy with his knee on this guy's neck. And I'm like, dude, there's no way this guy's going to keep his knee on this guy's neck the entire time. It's not going to happen. I'm watching. A couple minutes go by. I'm like, this motherfucker is not taking his knee off his neck. So I fast forward just to see a frame. Like, okay, I'm going to see, like, the guy standing up and the cop is, you know, putting him in the car or something. You know, I kept fast forward. And I was like, his knee is on his neck the entire time. So I have to go back and I watch the entire thing. And you know what? It is one of the most disgusting videos I've ever seen in my life. And I remember watching those beheading videos that came out of the Middle East when the war first kicked off. Those videos made me sick for days. Watching that video made me sick for 2 days. That is unreal. He sat there with his hands in his pocket. The guy is saying, I can't breathe. My stomach's hurt. His nose is bleeding. People are like, hey, man, at least, you know, you got to stop. He's handcuffed. He's not a threat. And he just looked at those people like, fuck you. I am not moving. Nope. This is the problem. A lot of these cops, man, they have too much fucking pride and ego. His pride and ego would not let that crowd win, and it cost somebody their life. And then his partner sat back and they watched it, saying shit like, well, don't do drugs. That is not a reason to kill somebody. That is not a reason for someone to die. He forged a check or passed a bad check. Yeah, you shouldn't do that, but you definitely shouldn't be choked to death for it. I don't understand why people, well, if you don't break the law, then there's not a problem. There's so much goddamn hypocrisy in this story. You guys remember last year when those two football players got into a fight on the field and the one player hit the white dude in the head with his helmet? Everyone was like, hey, man, he grabbed him by his dick. That's fucked up. He shouldn't be doing that. Or he punched him in his dick. He shouldn't be doing that. And people and people are like, well, is it really proportional to, you know, what happened? He could have killed the guy. It's not called for. It's too violent. But you're okay with this shit? All of a sudden, proportionality is not it. You don't even bring it up. Now, if you break the law, you deserve to die for the smallest thing. I don't understand it. It's so funny how there's just a certain group of white people. You're willing to throw away all your principles, all the shit you scream about all the time about freedom and police states and proportionality and due process to try to justify a cop doing this shit. It's not fucking cool, man. And y'all been doing this shit since day one. Since day one, we have been putting up with this shit. Since day fucking one. And you're always like, turn the other cheek, look the other way. When the fuck have you done that? There is no white hero in this country's history that didn't take up arms or do some violent ass shit. But if you look at all of our heroes, they have to be, there's criteria. They have to be nonviolent. We have to be bigger than the people that are doing shit to us. People that stole our fucking babies, fed our babies to alligators, raped our women. And you want us to turn the other cheek? And y'all talk about this, we're all American shit? Then you hear stories like Nat Turner, slave revolution, slave revolt. Oh, well, he killed innocent people. I don't want to fucking hear that shit. I don't want to fucking hear that shit. If you were a white slave, you would do the same fucking shit. Dude, if there was a white Nat Turner, he would have the biggest fucking statue in this goddamn country. Y'all really like to pick and choose what's good and what's bad. You go around the world taking shit, killing people. And then all the methods that you use to get things, you turn around, make it illegal, and then you create this complex, convoluted system of rules and regulations. And now you go, all right, you know how we got this shit? We can't do that anymore. It's wrong. But we don't want to talk about it. What's wrong? It was a different time. Don't talk about it. It wasn't us, but that shit's illegal now. But we want to see it in a good light, and don't bring it up. How is that cool? How is it fucking cool, people? I don't get it. 3 weeks ago, y'all were ready to support a fucking revolution in Michigan because people couldn't plant seeds and get haircuts. Now these guys go down to the state capitol with their guns, demanding freedom, you know, demanding to not be oppressed. The government's got their knee on our neck. There's literally a fucking cop with a knee on some dude's neck, and y'all like, yeah, but that's different though. 3 weeks ago, y'all, at least you were symbolically ready to shoot it out with the police and politicians. And look, y'all know me. I support the Second Amendment through and through without a doubt. They always tell you don't pull your gun out unless you're ready to use it. Now, I get it. They have rallies for that are just pro-gun and say, hey, come down here and bring your gun. But when you're demanding freedom and demanding that your oppressors stop doing shit to you and you bring a gun, you bring a rifle. Are you at that? What are you exercising at that time? Are you really exercising just your right to bear arms? Are you? Because to me, if you bring that, you're basically saying like, hey, if shit gets wild, I'm here to protect myself. I'm willing to do whatever I got to do to get my fucking point across. So to me, when you bring that gun, you're saying I'm willing to use this shit. So the people who are not on board now, what's going on in Minneapolis, would you not be on board if shit got real in Michigan? Or would you go, hey, these guys, man, they're good guys. You know, things got – the cop started it. The cop started it. What would you say? I don't like seeing my cities burn. I also don't like seeing my fucking people killed on the street in broad daylight by a goddamn sworn officer of the law, sir, sworn to protect and serve his people. And we're going to get into all the other shit because I know exactly what some of y'all are thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking. And guess what? We're going to talk about it. But I'll say this first. If you really think that you're carrying firearms to somehow stop a tyrannical government, and you look at a building being burned, and you're just so turned off and disgusted, and it's gone too far, I tell you what, there's no fucking way that you're going down to Washington or to your state capitals and actually fucking shooting at cops, servicemen and women, and politicians. If you can't stand to see a building burn, there's no fucking way you're going to line your sights up with another human being, another American, and squeeze that fucking trigger. So all your tough guy shit is phony. We went down there with guns, but we didn't do nothing. Then why the fuck did you take them if you're not willing to use them? It's all tough guy bullshit posturing. That's all that shit is. Yeah, you talk about a revolution and what the fuck you would do if Democrats. You're not going to do shit, man. You're not. Drain the swamp. You don't want that shit drained because it all fucking protects you. It all protects you. All these goddamn double standards and moving of the goalposts. It's crazy, man. There's so much shit I want to say, man. And people, I don't know what to do. You got to stop fucking lying to yourself. You got to stop burying your head in the sand. Dude, we've been sitting on this shit for years. And there's something else you got to understand. That old generation of people, that MLK generation of people like, hey, you know, we can't make way, we can't do that. Those people are slowly dying. It's a new brand of people out there. They are not taking that shit from people anymore. They're not taking it. They're not fucking taking it. And you want us to understand, oh, things got out of hand. Things happened. Well, you know what? Maybe if he just didn't do this, then that wouldn't have happened. That's what you get for breaking the law. But yet you can't understand. Well, guess what? Sometimes when people don't listen, like you were saying, bad things happen. Well, guess what? That's what's fucking happening in Minneapolis. You reap what you sow. I hate seeing it, but you reap what you fucking sow. And I know it's not everybody, but you got to stop. But this, and what about that? What about Chicago? What about, yo, the thing is, you don't give a fuck about Chicago. You never talk about Chicago unless something like this happens. You say we do, but you don't. You do. If you see a news story about two black men that shot each other, or one killed the other in Chicago or New York City or some other big city that you consider a Democratic shithole or just a shithole or a problem or whatever, you change the channel. You sit in your house, you go, fucking animals, and you change the channel. You don't give a fuck. People in Chicago, people in L.A., people in all those cities that you claim that you talk about are shitholes, Baltimore, all that, you don't care. Those people care about their communities. You don't give a shit. You care when it's a white cop or a white man doing some shit. I don't want to hear shit about black-on-black crime. Like we're somehow worse. A white dude walked into a goddamn elementary school and shot up a classroom full of first graders. First graders. And y'all did nothing about that shit. Nothing about it. So I don't want to hear Dylann Roof. Y'all make excuses for him. Y'all fed that motherfucker. You know, you hear stories about prisoners getting education, or they having some program, acting, some whatever it is. Y'all hear about that? Oh, that's bullshit. They're in prison. They should be blah, 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 blah. But Dylann Roof gets arrested. Just because he's arrested doesn't mean he can't be treated like a human being. Double standards. You're always switching it up. You're always moving the goddamn goalposts. And it's not what just, it's everything, everything. Y'all sit there and go, black people are their worst own enemy. Stop blaming white people. Stop doing this. And you know what? Here's the thing. Don't complain about this. If you don't, you know, if you don't like the fact that there's no black TV shows, write your own. Why are you complaining to the networks that there are not any black shows? Create your own network. We go out, form our own network. Hey, where's my white entertainment TV? I can't name a station white entertainment TV. Why does it have to be BET? Why does it have to be black? Where are the white people? Hey, man, we really haven't had a black Miss America. Hey, don't complain, man. Just create your own black Miss America. How come we just can't have a white Miss America? Why can't it just be that? We create programs to help young black boys and girls to mentor young men out of prison, or they come from, you know, single parent homes, all that type of stuff. We create programs for people like that. And then you get mad. If I had a program like that that only helped white guys, I would be considered racist. What the fuck do you want us to do? Do you want us to help ourselves or not? Do you or don't you? The KKK. That's the Democrat. We don't give a fuck who started it. Do you care if Shiites or Sunnis did 9/11? No, you don't. You don't like fucking Muslims. I don't see you trying to find out which one they are. It's all phony fucking bullshit. You always try to get us on principles, and then when we do the same thing to you, you want to get technical. Well, it's different because blah, 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 blah. Well, the sun came up at 6:42 that day. It's different. You always want to justify your actions when you're angry, when you're upset, when you're inconvenienced. People are sick of the goddamn bullshit. Seriously. Even with this, I would have heard his message if he just didn't curse as much. But any other day, people are so sensitive. I don't understand why people get so upset about words. It's just words. Talking out both sides of your fucking mouth. And I get it. It's Democrats, too. But guess what? We ain't fucking talking about them right now. We're talking about you. We're talking about you. And if you're mad at me saying this shit, you're the fucking problem. And if you consider me a friend and this shit really makes you mad, guess what? We ain't fucking friends no more. Until you do some goddamn soul searching and some thinking and go, you know what? I am being a goddamn cunt. A few days ago when this shit kicked off, 99% of cops will do the right thing. You can't blame all cops. You see people, a few black people in Minnesota writing, you fucking animals. Just a couple days ago, you were saying don't judge people on the actions of a few. And here you are fucking doing it. Which is it? People are sick of the shit, man. It drives us crazy as black people. It's like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? We can't defend ourselves. Anything we get, hey, you got to work hard. You got to pull yourself up by your bootstrap, you know. Don't complain. And when people do that, they work hard. They get scholarships, all type of stuff. They work hard. They get a position, a nice position in a corporate job. Same people. He didn't fucking earn that goddamn fucking laws and affirmative action gave him that job. You're the same fucking person doing that shit. When is it gonna stop? When is it going to stop? It drives us insane. It drives us fucking crazy. Back to my point with the KKK. When that shit first started, y'all were burning down churches and schools. Y'all didn't want us to learn. And then years later, y'all complain about how, like, black people can't read. They're dumb. They're this or that. It's like you prevented it. Then we start getting jobs and y'all complain. Y'all taking all the jobs. What do y'all want us to do? Now we're taking too many jobs. And you call everybody else entitled when things don't go your way. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't. It drives us crazy. You can't have it both ways, man. You really can't. You really can't. You expect everybody else to be the bigger person. You never want to admit anything, any wrongdoing at any point in time, but you demand others do that. Right? I hate this shit. You ever notice how, like, when it comes to politics, you hear a lot of conservative people talk, especially when talking to black people. Hey, and I said it, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Stop complaining. You got to work hard. You got to do better. You got to do this. Come on, stop blaming everybody else. Have you noticed they never say this to their white constituents? They never do. All those white people with those shitty jobs, fucking coal miners, right? People that work in these horrible factories, these jobs that should be obsolete in 2020. Those factory jobs, they're the fast food jobs of their industry. When you stand in the line and you twist the top or you slap a sticker on something, you got people digging in coal mines. You got people just doing, and that's the thing. They encourage those people to want those jobs back in their towns, those shitty jobs that pay nothing. You know why? Because people that work like that are typically broke, they're hungry, and they're angry. And their kids don't get great educations, just like in the inner cities. Those people are fucking, they're frustrated, they're angry. The money isn't lining up. Bills are backing up. You don't got a lot of food in your fridge. Your fucking car is on its last leg. They're talking about cutting hours. They're doing all this stuff. They're fucking you over. You're pissed off. And they tell you, hey, you see these people that don't look like you? Look at them. You ever go to Walmart and you see a black mom and she's got a cart full of crab legs? She's probably on welfare. And look at you. You are dirty. You worked hard. Your back hurts. And look at you. You're buying bologna and white bread. You're eating top ramen. But look at her. She's not doing nothing. And like, yeah, you're keeping those people in those shitty jobs to keep them angry. Why don't you ever encourage them to pull themselves up by their bootstraps? And I'm not saying being a coal miner or working in a factory ain't an honest job, but it's not a great fucking job. All right. Why do you think, like, people are like, I'm a third generation coal miner. I'm pretty sure your great grandfather will be like, why the fuck are you still working in this goddamn coal mine? I did this so you wouldn't have to. You make people feel good about these terrible jobs, so they keep doing them. It's the same reason why people are so nice to strippers. It's like, yo, you're paying a woman to degrade herself and take her clothes off while you ogle over. And I get it. It could be empowering. I'm just saying. It's all phony. We're not being honest in a strip club. We're not being honest about what it really is. We're not being honest about what it really is. And I get it. It's a consensual thing. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors and lying and all that type of shit to keep people like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be doing. Well, I was like, why should I let this weird ass dude rub on me for $25? That's why they feed them drinks. Man, it's fucking, it's insane, man. But we got to figure it out until people come to, you know, the realization, like, you know what, this shit is fucked up. I need to stop trying to justify this shit. It's not going to stop. Dude, you got to understand, man, as a grown black man, I get sick and tired of people asking me if I'm supposed to be somewhere. It's happened several times. Can I help you? No, the fuck you can't. Who are you looking for? Don't worry about it. There's no conservative white man who would even entertain the idea of a random person, let alone a nigga, stopping them as they walk out of Walmart like, hey, I didn't see you pay for that. Let me see your receipt. They would go, man, if you don't get the fuck out of my face, but that same guy will watch that video. Well, if you just show the receipt, I thought this country was about freedom. Why do we always have to comply? Again, another big point of a double standard in hypocrisy. You walk around with your, you know, freedom shirts, I won't comply, you know, don't tread on me. But then you want other people to not wear their hair a certain way. You want people to pull their pants up. You want people to not have a Black Lives Matter sticker. You want people to cater to you so what you see doesn't offend you, but you don't give a shit if someone's like, I don't like your Confederate flag shirt. Well, fuck you, live with it or leave. How is that fair? How is that fucking fair? Ask yourself that. Oh, white dudes be going through shit now? With all this, like, oh, you a racist? Yeah, I don't like that shit. People calling you racist for no reason. I don't like being thought of as a suspect for no reason. When I walk around with my Air Force retired hat, you're retired? Yes, motherfucker, I am. Well, how long were you in? I want to be like, it's none of your motherfucking business. This is my hat. You're not going to catch me in a lie. This is my hat. Don't fucking question me. All this stuff, it reminds me of the late, great Patrice O'Neill's joke about how he went to a pet store and he's got his little, he was a big guy, probably like 6'7", well over 300 pounds. He said this older white guy, he said he was very nice to him. He's like, oh man, look at your dogs. They're nice. Are they happy? Are they eating well? And he was just like, yeah, man, they're good. And he said in the back of his mind, he was just like, this motherfucker thinks I'm a nigga that abuses his dogs. Or he's just a nice guy. He was just like, I don't know. Like, is this motherfucker being racist? Does he think I'm a piece of shit? That's the kind of shit we deal with. It's just like, what are you really fucking asking me right now? This weird shit. When people ask my son, oh, what's your name? Oh, Miles? Woo, wow, Miles. Like, you probably thought it was going to be some weird shit. And I know some people are like, man, why is your mind going there? It's like, that's how a lot of us are wired to think, man, because it's like we always feel like somebody trying some slick shit, man, because the goalposts are always being moved, always being moved. Well, if you protest peacefully, Martin Luther King did that. Y'all still beat the shit out of him. We sit in somewhere. Y'all come in. Y'all fucking pour hot coffee. Y'all beat the shit out of us. And y'all never address any of that stuff. You never address it. Come on, man, you gotta get over that. But you're so quick to point out what we've done wrong. So quick to point out what we've done wrong. So quick to do it. You know, this George Floyd case that's going on right now, but we've been talking about this whole time. I saw somebody make a comment. Well, what about the black guy that killed that beat the old man in the nursing home? Where's that story? That nigga's going to jail. He's going to jail. I don't understand. I don't get it. You're completely fine with stories of black people doing shit to white people, but the moment you hear shit about white people doing to black people, hey man, we got to stop. You know, we got to be fair here in the coverage. Why are you even? I don't understand why you feel like what they do is tied to you. And y'all also need to stop this shit. Hey, man, you can't lump all white people together, man. We all didn't blah, blah, blah. But in another argument, you'll turn around and go, hey, white people, we've done great things. We invented the microchip. Bitch, you didn't invent shit. Remember, you can't lump all you guys together. So stop taking credit for shit that certain white people have done. That's one of my biggest fucking pet peeves with white privilege, man. Yeah, I do that shit all the time. You'll take credit for shit white people have done that you don't even like, that you don't even agree with. Oh, Bill Gates is a piece of shit. You know, somebody will say some other shit about Bill Gates. Bill Gates, he gives more money to Africa than black people. So what about that? We're doing this. It's like you don't even like Bill Gates, but you want to take credit for him donating money to Africa. And you hate that man. You hate him. You hate Jeff Bezos, but you want to count it towards white ingenuity. You'll use it. These fucking white supremacists, they will use that shit as to show like how mentally superior and vastly superior white people. You fucking hate that man. You fucking hate him, but you will still use it to build your case against us. Fucking insane. It drives us crazy, man. Honestly, this has been an abusive relationship since day one. And look, I'm upset. I'm not trying to say my day-to-day life is 1955 Mississippi. Black people, we've learned to deal with it. That's why we do the things and we act the way that we act, because we've learned to deal with the shit, man. A lot of times we just have to laugh the shit off. We are who we are because of this shit. Trust me, man, we don't take any pride. We don't like seeing what is going on in our inner cities. People fight that shit all the time. People work with the police. They have neighborhood programs, neighborhood watches. No one in Chicago is walking, stepping over those dead bodies, picking the pockets and laughing. No one is ignoring that, because a lot of those people that are being killed are innocent. And before I get out of here, to my lefties, I appreciate the allies that are out there. But all this anti-gun shit, and I get it. Y'all hate AR-15s and all that kind of stuff. But y'all really got to cool it on the anti-gun shit with all this stuff going on right now. Do you see why it's important for us to have weapons? For everybody to have weapons? And I know you're sharing your stories about how you know black people can't trust the police. If you're saying that, then who else is going to protect us? We can't depend on you to protect us. We need to protect ourselves. We need to have the Second Amendment around to protect ourselves from the same people that you are saying are very, very dangerous to us. There's a show. That's a show.